This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Biologist Egbert Swartz has developed a technique to identify whether microorganisms can grow in places where no other signs of life can be found, like the rocky, icy region of Antarctica's McMurdo Dry Valleys.
The main focus of my research is trying to figure out what microorganisms do out in the wild, what they do in soil. Not just in Antarctica, but also here in Arizona and other places on Earth.
Swartz is a biology professor at Northern Arizona University. He uses a water compound known as 18O to detect growth in single-celled organisms.
Well, what we did is we took some 18O water down to Antarctica, and we exposed the soils to 18O water. This is a technique we developed here at NAU, and if an organism grows, the 18O oxygen from the 18O water will get incorporated into the DNA of the microorganisms. Down in these McMurdo Dry Valleys, there are no insects, there are no plants. All there are microorganisms, bacteria, archaea, some nematodes. And so if you pick up a soil sample there, you hold all the organisms in that ecosystem in your hand.
Swartz says developing these techniques for measuring microbial growth in Antarctica might eventually be used to determine if there's life in other very dry places like Arizona and cold places like Mars. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.